Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we see how yesterday's Bible story changes and transforms our thinking. And yesterday, we heard about some spies from the nation of Israel being sent to check out a fortified city called Jericho. They were planning to move into this promised land that was defended by Jericho. And Joshua, the leader of the Israelites, had sent these spies to see what was happening. They were staying at the home of Rahab, a prostitute who lived in the city walls of Jericho. And when the king of Jericho's men found out that there might be Israelite spies hiding there, he sent some men to go and check that out. What happened where we left off yesterday was that Rahab was protecting these men. She helped them hide on the roof and sent the king's men on a wild goose chase outside the city walls. And I left you wondering, you know, why? What was she up to? Well, today we're going to hear the rest of the story.
Before the men lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the fear of you has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you devoted to destruction. And as soon as we heard it, our hearts melted, and there was no spirit left in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in the heavens above and on the earth beneath. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that, as I have dealt kindly with you, you also will deal kindly with my father's house. And give me a sure sign that you will save alive my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death." And the men said to her, "Our life for yours, even to death. If you do not tell this business of ours, then when the Lord gives us the land, we will deal kindly and faithfully with you." Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was built into the city wall, so that she lived in the wall. And she said to them, "Go into the hills, or the pursuers will encounter you, and hide there 3 days until the pursuers have returned. Then afterward you may go your way." Then the men said to her, "We will be guiltless with respect to this oath of yours that you have made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, you shall tie this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down. And you shall gather into your house your father and mother, your brothers, and all your father's household. Then, if anyone goes out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his own head, and we shall be guiltless. But if a hand is laid on anyone who is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head. But if you tell this business of ours, then we shall be guiltless with respect to your oath that you have made us swear." And she said, "According to your words, so be it." Then she sent them away, and they departed. And she tied the scarlet cord in the window. They departed and went into the hills and remained there 3 days until the pursuers had returned. And the pursuers searched all along the way and found nothing. Then the two men returned. They came down from the hills and passed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun and told him all that had happened to them. And they said to Joshua, "Truly the Lord has given all the land into our hands, and also all the inhabitants of the land melt away because of us."
Well, I asked yesterday why she might have done this. What's in it for her? Why is she protecting these men? And now we see why. She wants to become a part of their nation. She wants to become a worshiper of their God. She wants to be one of them. And so she wants to negotiate some kind of a deal with these men, saying, "I want to be part of you. I want to worship your God. I've heard amazing and wonderful things about him. I want to be one of you. Will you spare me and my family?" And in gratitude, probably, for her having saved them, they say, yes, they will spare her and welcome her as part of their nation. Now, I'm sure this seemed risky. Again, she could be a traitor. She could be trying to deceive them. She's also not a woman of good repute. She's got a reputation for being a prostitute. Maybe some of the Israelites have heard of her, or once they find out about her past, what will they think of her becoming one of them, becoming part of their nation, a nation very concerned with following a certain moral code, the laws of the Ten Commandments and more that Moses received from God. There were risks involved here, and yet these men decide that they can make this deal with her, that she's sincere. Maybe they were impressed by her having rhymed off some of God's great feats that he'd done for Israel, that God had saved them from the Red Sea and from slavery in Egypt. She seems to be genuine. She's not just making this up and saying, save me, I'll do anything. She seems to have actually heard about them, heard about their God, and she really does want to be one of them. That's what we can tell from the very little bit of her we get to know from this story. Clearly, Rahab wants in. She's ready to commit. She's ready to become a follower of the God of Israel, Yahweh. She's heard great things. She's ready to become one of them. She's ready to see her life transformed from pagan prostitute to Jewish heroine. So she helps them escape, knowing that the deal's off if she breaks their trust. But in the end, they escape. They go and they bring a positive spy report back to the Israelites, quite unlike the one from years ago where the spies were scared and said, no, we shouldn't go, there's giants, they'll devour us. No, in this case, they say, we can do this, let's go. They give a positive report, and the people of Israel are encouraged rather than discouraged by the report of these spies. So here's your question for today. What great works of God in your life and in the world would you tell someone about? Can you imagine how it might lead to transformation in their lives, like Rahab's life was transformed by stories of what God had done? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.